CGP appears to be ready. Staff, are we ready?
I don't know if you guys are going to share.
It appears we have a quorum and everybody's ready to go. Will the clerk please call the roll?
I will. Sorry, the program's loading. I'll remember. Committee member Wackowski?
Here.
Committee member Hansen?
Here.
Committee member Grubbs?
Here.
Committee member Costanzo?
Here.
Committee member Donnelly?
Here.
Committee member Tognazzini?
Here.
And Chair Pack?
Here. I think our next item on the agenda are announcements from the committee. Any announcements?
A little announcement about something that's going to be new in Morro Bay. Friends of Morro Bay Harbor is going to put on a free to everyone movie night December 11th. That's a Thursday at 5:30 to 7:30 in between Rose's Landing and the now vacant Libertine Building. And so we'll have a big screen and a Christmas movie, and all are invited.
Thank you. Wall, any announcements from the director?
Two things.
Sorry.
The Family Fun Day at the Maritime Museum is October 11th from 10 to 4. And then also for folks, since we're in October now, the Witch's Paddle is planned for October 25th.
Thank you. Erlen.
So good afternoon, Chair Peck and committee members. I'm Erlen Singwald, your community development director. You all look cozy and close up there. I'm glad we were able to fit seven committee members on the dais, and thanks for being willing to work with that. So this afternoon we have, I would say, a light agenda, but it's also a real important and significant agenda. I'm going to just start off by going over our list of current and upcoming waterfront initiatives, providing a couple updates since our last meeting on that list, and then we'll get to the main agenda item. So just highlighting the changes since our last WMPAC meeting, starting with Coleman Park. On September 18th, the Recreation and Park Commission reviewed the rescoping of the state parks grant to be consistent with that phasing plan I discussed last time, where the first phase is going to be for the restrooms, the ADA parking pathways, and replacing playground equipment. So that was reviewed by Rec and Park Commission on the 18th of September. They supported it, and they also gave input on the aesthetic preferences for the restroom facilities. The next item with an update to provide is the wastewater treatment plant decommissioning. So as stated in your report, there was a project kickoff meeting that the Public Works Department held with their engineer on September 10th, and a design team will start field investigations on October 20th. So the wastewater treatment plant decommissioning design and engineering work is well underway. Next, concrete plant decommissioning. So that's 180 Atascadero Road, the former concrete plant that the city has leased to Martin Marietta. As a term of Martin Marietta's lease, they're required to decommission and demolition the existing concrete plant facilities before they can get out of the lease. So we have issued that demolition permit to allow them to start that decommissioning and demolition work. Also, our planning division team met with Martin Marietta, their archaeologist, and a tribal monitor earlier. Actually, it was last week. That's one of the conditions on the CDP, coastal development permit. So that also is well underway, and the demolition activities will be starting very soon on that site. The final update I have is in regards to the former Libertine property, 801 Embarcadero. So the city has released a request for proposals, and Chris Munson, Harbor Directors, and the audience and can answer questions on that if there are any questions. That concludes my director updates.
Thank you. The next sequential item on the agenda is public comment. Based on the guidelines for special committee meetings, there'll be public comment opportunity after the report on the agenda item 5C. Our first orders of business will be the approval of minutes for the last two meetings. If everyone has had a chance to review the minutes, do I have a motion to approve the WOMPAC minutes for
I noticed that they included Gene in that tour, and as I recall, he didn't attend that tour, so Gene Doughty wasn't part of that tour.
That is correct. We'll make that correction. Okay. Thanks, Committee Member Donnelly.
Any other revisions?
I'll motion to approve with the edit of omission of Gene.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? None. Motion approved. The next item is the approval of the minutes for the September 4th, 2025 meeting. Any questions or corrections on? None. Is there a motion to approve?
I move we approve the minutes from September meeting.
I'll second.
Favor, please say aye.
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 Seeing none, motion approved. Item 5C is the project boundary, an update of the outreach schedule and November workshop format and content. Erlen.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and start off this agenda item. I'll cover the Waterfront Master Plan project boundary and turn it over to Amy Sinsheimer with PlaceWorks to discuss some of our initial ideas for the November workshop scheduled for November 18th. So if AGP could pull up my PowerPoint presentation here. And AGP, you pulled up the other monitor, if you could pull up my monitor. All right, AGP, we should be plugged in and ready to go. So thank you for your patience, committee members and audience. We are making some tech adjustments here to get the PowerPoint to present. All right, we're ready to go. Thanks again for your patience. See the PowerPoint on your monitors, I'm guessing, and I see them up here. All right, great. So I'm going to go through a few slides to talk about the recent evolutions of the waterfront master plan boundaries. You can see on the left on the screen the current 1996 adopted, currently effective waterfront master plan boundary in black. This is a boundary that I believe Wampak and members of the public are familiar with, stretching from Tidelands Park north to Morrow Rock. On the right, you see the staff proposed, so per the staff report, revised master plan boundary. So this would be the boundary that applies to the proposed update, or the staff proposed boundary for the update, subject to Wampak review and comment. Oh, I apologize. I need to pull up a different version of the PowerPoint that shows some new. Chair Peck, if we could take a 5-minute break, just need to kind of reset and make sure we have the correct PowerPoint here. I made some last minute changes.
Is that right? Yeah.
You know who Scott Mather is? You know?
We looked at the...
And I, they have a guard there. I see that guard. You know, he drives on the bike path.
Chair Peck.
That just happened.
We're ready to continue.
Okay. Continue.
All right, Chair Peck. So again, my apology. We have the correct slide up here. Again, we were just talking about the kind of evolution of the Waterfront Master Plan boundaries. So there is a map on the left here. This is the map of the proposed boundaries that was published in the request for proposals when we went out to hire a consultant to update the Waterfront Master Plan. You can see the main drivers for the changes to the current 1996 Waterfront Master Plan boundaries comes from Plan Morrow Bay, which states that the city should prepare a master plan for the Vistra property, as well as the former wastewater treatment plant site and surrounding publicly owned parcels. In addition, staff proposed including the city-owned Market Plaza properties of 781 Market and the city-owned property on the corner of Pacific and Market Avenue, as well as the parking lot below 781 Market and the Centennial Parkway there. So incorporating all those parcels also into the Waterfront Master Plan boundary area. So that's how we put together the boundaries that were included in the request for proposals. And then you can see to the right, this is the updated boundaries included in your staff report. And I just wanted to discuss the differences between what was in the RFP and what staff recommended in the staff report. There's three main differences to call out. First, to the north, we made a minor change to the eastern edge of the boundary. The purpose of that is we unintentionally, in the RFP, included a privately owned parcel where Plan Morrow Bay is very clear that the master plan for this northern area around the wastewater treatment plant should only include city-owned parcels. So there's one small change there, just bringing it in a little bit, remove that privately owned parcel. The other change was down here on kind of the southern boundary of the Vistra property. So you can see on the left in the RFP, there was a line that kind of cut through the Vistra property, and we're proposing to include all the Vistra property here. So just making the line for the Waterfront Master Plan boundary coterminous with the Vistra property boundaries there. Then finally, on the Market Plaza property, we brought the boundaries in closer just to cover the city-owned properties. So on the left here in the RFP, this line incorrectly showed it going all the way out, I think, to Morrow Avenue. So this is just tightening it up so it includes only those city-owned parcels. And then next, we have a comparison of the 1996 boundaries, and then I'll say an alternative version of the Waterfront Master Plan boundaries for WMPAC to consider. And the only difference on this one compared to, so going back here, the difference between the staff report recommended boundaries and what we're calling the alternative or revised boundaries is eliminating that V along Morrow Creek. I'll go back here. You can see kind of goes in here, excluding the Morrow Creek riparian area. This updated version would just connect a line going straight through there, following historic parcel boundaries and just having more of a cohesive area that includes all of the sites that would, you know, drain into this Morrow Creek riparian area. So it just made sense to get rid of that V and have it again more of a cohesive boundary on to the north there. So that is the kind of alternative boundary. Staff thinks that makes more sense. It's based on a comment we got actually from Chair Peck And that would be our revised recommendation for the WMPAC to consider formally acknowledging and accepting these boundaries shown on the right here. And I'm available to answer any questions on the project boundaries.
I had a question. Will this impact the cost estimate that we receive from PlaceWorks?
Good question. It will not.
Other questions?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Is the old concrete plant in or out of the new boundary? Because one exhibit shows it in, and then this last one shows it out.
So it is in. It's in. It should be in both. The latest one brings that line in a little bit to eliminate a privately owned parcel just on that boundary, but the concrete plant is within the updated boundaries.
My comment is that I think this makes more sense. It takes in all the property that really the general plan policy talks about, including the Morro Dunes Park that's owned by the city, as well as all of the Vistra property that the general plan calls for. Doesn't mean any of that zoning is going to change, that the Morro Creek is still an ESHA area, but I think we're going to be dealing with some circulation issues that may that be in the boundary, but always nice to sort of follow something that has a legal line to it so that we can
Thank you, Chair Peck. It was hard to get your last comment. Just a reminder for all committee members to speak closer to the mic so we can hear.
Thank you. I support the change. I think that it more closely follows the general plan direction about what's supposed to be in and out. The southern area of the Vistra property was kind of split inadvertently, so bringing all that in is appropriate. And then the straightening out of the boundary across Morro Creek follows a property line and includes all the city property and all the Vistra property. I think we'll put a piece of property in that probably is going to involve some discussion about alternatives for access. So, are there any objections to the revised boundary from the committee? Seeing none.
All right, so we'll move on to the next part of this agenda item, which is an update on the project schedule. And I want to start off by saying that I think these WMPAC meetings have been very helpful. We're now on meeting number 5. I think it really gives a lot of momentum to the Waterfront Master Plan update. It holds all of us accountable to make sure we are meeting our deliverables, and of course it's providing transparency as well. And so my goal over the next year and a half, is to not cancel a single WMPAC meeting, to keep all of the meetings scheduled each month, just to keep that ongoing kind of accountability and transparency throughout this process. And that's with the end goal of keeping the Waterfront Master Plan update on schedule. So with that said, just kind of going into some changes to the schedule as outlined in the staff report. So we did have a new suggestion that I think is positive and very responsive to comments we've heard from WMPAC and the public that results in a few changes to the upcoming schedule. So the main focus of the WMPAC meeting in November was previously going to be the circulation study background report. Instead, we're going to make the main focus of the November meeting a review of the 1996 Waterfront Master Plan. So, in other words, what were the different, action items and implementations in the current Waterfront Master Plan? What has been completed so far? What has not been completed? And if it hasn't been completed, why hasn't it been completed? And then I expect as part of that conversation, we'll also get some feedback on should we carry forward those elements or not. That's been a real recurring theme from WMPAC and members of the public. So we thought making that a focus at the November WMPAC meeting and also the November 18th workshop really just makes more sense. So that is the main change. And then that would make the focus of the December WMPAC meeting and the following workshop, number 2, to be that circulation report background information as well as the market study background information from HRNA. And the workshop number two is tentatively scheduled for January 2026. So those are the main changes to the upcoming schedule. Also, just want to point out, and Amy is going to get into more detail on this, but the November 18th workshop will also include some preliminary visioning and just a discussion on some of the initial stakeholder outreach that we've, or comments that we've heard from the initial stakeholder outreach. And that is a good transition to Ms. Sinsheimer to present.
Can I ask a question about that?
Questions?
Yeah, can I ask a question on the outreach schedule updates?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any cascading impact other than like to moving that market analysis until January?
No, that's a great question. Again, there are no changes to the project schedule at this time as far as the estimated completion date. So there are no cascading effects that would delay the completion of the waterfront master plan update. All right, and with that, Ms. Sinsheimer will present on the tentative agenda for the upcoming workshop.
Great, thank you, Erlyn. Good afternoon, members of the WMPAC, Chair Peck. So we are wanting to get your input about this proposed approach for the workshop in November, and we have a couple of questions at the end, but we want to hear, you know, whatever feedback you'd like to give us. So. We're proposing to start at 6 p.m. Tuesday, November 18th, with an opening presentation and really, you know, focus that on a project overview and letting folks know about the rest of the format, which would be an open house. We want to give an overview because this is really the first bigger public event besides WMPAC meetings. And we also want to make sure that we understand where we're going with the physical conditions and existing conditions analysis is making sense, give that feedback about what we've heard so far from the stakeholders, and then also some preliminary visioning that will lead into workshop number two, where we'll work on the draft vision statement for the master plan update. You can see some photos here, and on the next couple of slides, these are from recent workshops that the PlaceWorks team has done. So they're examples and not from Morro Bay, as I'm sure you'll be able to tell, but hopefully give kind of similar context. And the final thing, we're going too fast here. in terms of the overview is to also suggest the idea of a children's station or children's coloring area. So if people want to bring kids, they have something to do. So this slide is just an example of that welcoming presentation that perhaps would be by Erlyn or Chair Peck, and give that overview before we break out into the open house format. Next slide, please. These are examples of recent work we've done. You can see Alan there on the right, looking at findings on the kind of the existing conditions, initial analysis of the project area. And then next slide, this is kind of zoomed in on some of the activities. So maybe using post-it notes or other ways to take down input about is the existing conditions analysis and whether we're on the right track or whether we're missing anything. On the left, this was from our recent workshop in downtown Moore Park, and then on the right is the Long Beach Shoreline project, which is another waterfront project we're working on. Next slide, please. We were also thinking of something like this related to the feedback so far from the focus groups and the other interviews that have been happening. You've seen the key issues summary from the focus groups, and then there have been some additional one-on-one interviews. So we would propose something like this to provide summaries of what we've heard so far and then ask for additional input on the same types of topics from the general public, make sure we are getting it right. Next slide, please. This shows a couple photos of a preliminary visioning type exercise. That would be to put up some images and ideas that people can vote on or provide comments on what they think works or doesn't work for Morro Bay. We imagine this would definitely lead into both the vision statement as well as maybe some of the design pieces of the project. This is really just to get the ideas coming in. We're thinking maybe we could have something like this, or maybe a word cloud that gets created out of this first workshop and the input that we've heard. And then again, with most of the visioning work happening at workshop number two, when we're a little further along with all of the background analysis pieces. And this one on the right is from a workshop we did last week in LA County on the shoreline project there. So next slide. I also, Erlyn mentioned, but we also plan to do that review of the current waterfront master plan and have some station or stations to get feedback on that as well. That was a little bit of a late add to the PowerPoint, so we didn't have a graphic for that one. But that would be part of the approach to the workshop as well. I think that's it in terms of the approach. So we are wanting to hear your thoughts, whether that makes sense or something else makes more sense. We do also want to know if you are thinking about best ways to advertise the workshop. We have already plans on, you know, getting the word out in multiple fashions, but if you have any specific ideas, and then also any specific feedback on the background report that you're looking for. Obviously, the approach doesn't have details about the content, but if there are, you know, certain things that you think are most critical, we'd like to know that. That's it for the slideshow.
So why don't we take these items one at a time? If we can put that list up back up on the screen. I think there's a question about how best to advertise, get at all the interest groups and stakeholders and even various demographic groups. Mary, why don't we start with you?
Sure. I'd be interested in taking a look at what the list that you guys already have and happy to provide feedback offline. I'm specifically interested in ways that you can reach Morro Bay families. So I think we only have one local public elementary school, but you know, getting it in the school newsletters, various school newsletters, Nextdoor, Facebook groups, the city has multiple Parks and Rec type Instagram pages that I think lots of families follow. Getting it in Estero Bay News. I think social media for me is the biggest one, but then also if you can get it in some brick and mortars, local churches as well, and then newspaper.
So I have attended a couple workshops that the city has put on in the past, and I enjoyed the ones where they actually put us into groups and we were able to talk with our neighbors and then have one representative from the researchers gathering information and then come up with ideas and communicate with one another. I liked that interactive approach. Any kind of things that you do have like on the boards, I just want it to be a way that they can respond and you can memorialize what their responses are rather than just show them an image and explain to them what the idea is. I just would like to have the opportunity for them to put in what their ideas are and what's important to them, whether it's an actual item that they'd like or it's a concept that they enjoy. So if there was some way to not just have one image, but a way for them to have their comments bottom or whatnot, or just a tally as you're having those kind of workshop setting.
Melody, any recommendations on advertising the workshop?
I think There was some comprehensive ways to advertise mentioned already. I think that even just flyers around some popular spots around Morro Bay is an effective way.
James?
I think the ladies did a wonderful job on outlining that. I don't know. Those are what I use would be the Morro Bay website. Just have a little flyer on that too as well.
Paul?
Yeah, excuse me if I missed this, but the workshop will be held here at the Vets Hall?
Yes, and it'll be held here at the Vets Hall.
And I know that the police department has put things, posted things on the app Nextdoor, so Nextdoor is a good place to get information out to people locally. And then what Mary mentioned about the school today at the Farmers Market and Spencer's, the kids from that school were going around to the different vendors just asking a bunch of questions, so it'd be nice to get one of the classes at Del Mar notified, and maybe they can make an attendance here, you know, like you're saying, and with the coloring and all that stuff. So it's my ideas. Thank you.
I would think that you reach out to the existing stakeholders that you've already identified and ask them to people that they're representing, go to those groups, whether it's the sport fishing or the commercial fishing or leaseholders or whatever it is, that the people we've already identified, I think, would be a good way.
Welcome, Member Dowdy.
I apologize for being late. I had a doctor's appointment. And I said, can we just schedule for a few hours, one or the other? Oh, the next schedule would be in February, so. Okay.
Glad you could make it. I think my recommendation on advertising the workshop would probably emphasize families at the elementary school, the high school, getting a younger demographic in there because of their future that we're trying to plan. Any specific feedback on items to cover, some of the content things that PlaceWorks would like? Start again with you, Mary.
I just had one general comment. I don't know if it's in the budget or the city's budget. I think it'd be nice to provide refreshments, maybe just bag popcorn or lemonade, something like that. Could be a nice touch that just makes people have a more enjoyable experience.
James?
Yeah, you know, I just had one comment on outreach, getting flyers to the schools. We've had some pushback on that in the past, that they don't like to do that. They just, if their policy has changed on that any. But we've tried to get flyers in the Parks and Recs to advertise the programs that the parks provide, and they've said no, we don't like to do that anymore. So maybe we can way to get that into the school.
The thought I had about as far as the existing conditions is whether or not we'll have some exhibit showing what the existing waterfront plan is and what changes we're making to it specifically. In other words, there was in the old waterfront plan, it showed a boat ramp out at, by the rock. Obviously, that's eliminated. And any other little side-by-side comparisons of what we have now and what we're going to change it to, it'd be nice to have at the workshop.
I think my recommendations on sort of the content is, number one, getting a better understanding of what the workstation discussions would be. I think that's very useful to, not everybody's kind of hearing everything, that they can sort of focus on the things that are of interest to them, and that could be circulation, recent developments. But certainly where our starting point is, it's unhelpful for us to simply go back to as if there was no general plan or no waterfront specific plan. I think it's important for the community to know where that starting point is. I'm not quite sure we're going to be able to what we're going to change because we don't know that yet. But there is some water that's gone under the bridge. So sort of framing that to say this is the starting point, this is what we expect to do, and this is kind of our ending point. Questions yet unanswered that we need to answer. Sometimes these things can sort of say, well, let's start over with the general plan, relitigate that whole thing that's already been adopted. think it's helpful for people to understand where their comments can be best applied.
Just to build on that too, because you got me thinking, I do think there is a shadow list of questions that we've been saying we're going to have the Waterfront Master Plan update solve. And so I think pulling that list of things out of the shadows and starting to get like just drill down on, you know, these are things that people have been mentioning in like planning commission meetings or other forums and saying like, yeah, we're going to solve that when we do this update, having that list be pretty concrete and listing out those things in these workshops will be helpful.
Any other questions or comment from the committee before I open it up for public comment?
When you have the workshop, is there going to be any any platform online so people can make comments to any of the displays that you have? Is there any way for input from people who don't show up to the workshop?
So I'll start off, and then Ms. Dinsheimer may have something to add, but we are going to do a community-wide survey in addition to the workshops. I don't know if...
Yeah, we haven't talked with staff recently about when that survey would happen, so I think initially we thought it might be a little bit later in the process when there's a draft plan, but if the input today is to do it sooner, then that definitely could happen.
My suggestion, you wouldn't necessarily have to have like its own platform, but maybe a possibility for comments from like a posting of the minutes or any way. I mean, I guess people can do that through public comment or correspondence, but it would be nice to have like just add a comment to a spot just to see if anybody has any responses from whatever the outcome is from the workshop that you guys post.
And who will develop the questions for a survey like that?
I think we would probably work with you guys at that point, yeah.
Comments, Gene?
Yes, I realize I'm really late and I missed on the boundary part of it, but I've got to have my 2 cents worth on it. I think we're really missing an opportunity to look at the water part of the waterfront. It's like looking at the whole picture of anything and then putting your hand over and only seeing half of it. The waterfront, the water side is the most important part of the waterfront. And I just think that you guys are really missing out and not at least including it in the boundaries there at some point. And if there's funding available later on to look at it, then that's what we need to do. But I think we're really missing the opportunity to not include just the aspect of looking at it. Thank you.
Comments, Mary?
Just a question. Is it not included in the project boundary?
So the waterfront, it is currently included and it would continue to be included with the proposed updated boundaries for the waterfront master plan. And there have been, development projects, for example, where we do, consider, I think even, Mr. Committee Member Dowdy's, worked on projects where we get visual simulations looking at the project from the water side. So that is part of the analysis of a project when we review it under the Waterfront Master Plan.
Is it accurate that the south of Beach Street, it includes both the land and the water leases area generally, and then north of Beach Street, sort of follows a line that is outside of the T-pier, both T-piers. So it doesn't necessarily follow the Tidelands area. It includes all of that hardware area. So to your point that it does include the waterside piece, that address your question, Gene?
Yeah, I just appreciate it. And eventually when we get into circulation, I want to be able to say, hey, how many boats come in? We need some baseline data on the water. How many boats come in and out of the harbor? What kind of boats? How many slips? And all this stuff is important to have for that information. So,
thank you. those questions, I'd like to open up for public comment on the boundary and workshop issues. Anybody in the audience wish to provide any public comment?
Before public comment begins, I just want to say our timer isn't working, so I will be keeping time up here, and I will raise my hand when there's 30 seconds left, so people giving public comment know when their time is almost up.
Thank you.
And there will be a timer on Zoom shared on the Zoom screen if there are any participants giving public comment through Zoom. Okay.
Betty Winholtz, it sounds like we can comment on three things, the boundary, PR, and the content, or the maybe also the makeup of the workshop. So quickly then, with only 3 minutes, the boundary gives me a little, basically it's fine, and I appreciate Jean's comment about including the water and the water traffic, particularly if you're talking circulation. And we tend to think narrowly as circulation as cars and bicycles and not boats and stuff. So that's nice to look at that. I really appreciate that we're bringing in the old current, I shouldn't say old, but the current master plan. I think that's critical and that we do that sooner rather than later. It's a little weird to me that when we were looking at the map for the boundaries, that it's like it goes fairly straight and then bulbs out because we want to include that, even though it's like not on the waterfront. And in particular, I'm thinking of the parking lot across the street from the old Brannigan's or the current yoga place. It's like that, what has that got to do with the waterfront? It certainly has to do with city parking, but is that really specifically related to the waterfront? And it, so it seems like we're doing some arbitrary things just to include projects that we want to include, and that's how we got to Vistra that really already has a number of plans that have been discussed over the years, and so why we're looking at that again seems to me to be redundant. And then the sewer project, of course, can be pulled in or not pulled in. So the boundary looks a little weird to me. In terms of outreach and PR, all those things, of course, are wonderful. Not favorite of popcorn in the vets hall, and not favorite of, frankly, the open house style or the visioning. I would rather have a lecture-type situation, not where they're lecturing at us, but a person that's, so we can all hear all the comments, and that there'd be a handout that says, okay, this is what we're talking about, and this is what is, and this is what you know we can have. It's like the public isn't educated, and to have them visioning on something they're not educated about isn't, I think, the most productive, and that's why I think the looking at the old plan is really important. I'm missing a point in my head, and so I'm not going to be able to remember it. And then that was the content and was survey. Do I want to say anything about the survey? Yeah, certainly that needs to be incorporated with the timing would be interesting on that. Depends on what you want to get out of the survey, you know, whether you're looking for feedback. That's what I want to say. Thank you. That a lot of the waterfront is already formed. It's already there. And it's, you know, like I don't know if you're including Dorns in the waterfront, even though you're including the yoga studio, but isn't that part of that same bluff? And it overlooks the waterfront. I know I'm going over. But it's almost like...
Could you wrap up, Betty, please?
Yeah, I'll wrap it up by saying, I think that's the piece I'd like the public to know, is that when you talk about, Chair, that there are some things, here's the starting point, we're moving forward, but what is it that we're really changing on the waterfront, because it's basically there. So what is it that you want to do different? Or there's very few projects left to modify. So are we really looking at those new areas and not the current? Thank you.
Hello, commissioners. Thank you for all of your work and everything. I appreciate the workshop. I'm always interested in what's going on. And I watch all of the city meetings on television. And I want to say, I can't hear you. The audio today I came from in my house because I couldn't hear you at home, and I have it all the way up to 100, and I still can't hear you, so something's amiss with the audio. So if you could do that, and I don't know, can you hear like a feedback or something in this room with the audio? Does it ever sound like to anyone else? But anyway, if you could please talk to whoever's in charge of audio to please do that. And thank you for your time.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Oh, did I say my name's Linda Merrill?
Anybody else in the audience?
Good afternoon, committee members. My name is Jeff Eccles, resident of North Morro Bay and city council member. First off, thank you all for your service on this committee. Appreciate it very much. Secondly, a huge fan of popcorn. I think it smells great and would be lighten up the atmosphere a little bit. I do have a comment and perhaps a question about the visioning portion, and I've heard this from constituents. So this is not my own opinion that I'm bringing to you. This is something that I'm carrying forward from constituent comments. It's specifically relative to constraints that may be on some properties that are within the waterfront master plan, and how those constraints are actually conveyed to the folks in a visioning workshop. Because what's been relayed to me, even by former city council members, is that the city will have these visioning workshops without any constraints relayed to the attendees, and they come up with ideas that really may be great ideas, but are completely unreasonable based on the constraints of the particular area. So that's what I'm carrying forward to you. Thank you again for your service.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Margaret Carmen, and thank you guys for being up there for us. I know that I'm old, and I just don't like those meetings. I like to modify them so that you can have the young people who like the sticky notes, and this old people who, it's not like just a little introductory thing we want. I think you need a bigger, like, this is what we're looking at, and these are the pictures, And then people leave, and then so then we never have it where, like, you get to hear, like, what some of the people said, and then you go, oh, wow, I don't really like that idea I put up there. I'm going to take that down, and I'm going to put, I like what that person said, you know? I mean, I feel like we need to not let people just walk out the door, and, yeah, I don't know. I'm not good at telling you how to modify the meeting, but I'll say, there were a lot of people who've walked in meetings that had the sticky note ones, and they walked back out the door because they didn't want to participate. So you're losing people. So I don't know how to get them back. And the young crowd over here, I bet they love it. You know, your people that you bring in. A lot of things I've seen that we don't have the flyers for things for the, like, even in the senior center, you'd think there would be about meetings, and they weren't there. So when you're having these meetings, we need to really put up the flyers. And it's great having it outside right there where you pay your water. What's that building called? Yeah, I like having them there outside because everybody doesn't walk in the door, you know. And if you go to the library, and I'm glad you brought up the water because we're talking about the waterfront. So thank you for bringing up the water. And that's all. The survey. Yeah, the question was who writes the questions. I like that because some of the surveys, they didn't give you, like, you were like, oh, that's not really my answer, but you didn't give me an answer I wanted. It kind of like jammed you up. Does that? I'm rambling. Thank you. I hope I helped at some. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I just have a question. The footprint, if it includes the city-owned property, I couldn't tell from the map if it includes this property.
And, you know, the former stairs, the connector, the stairs on Surf Street. So I was just curious if that was going to be included.
We'll get to that after, we'll answer that question after the rest. Anybody else in the audience? Do we have anybody in the queue, AGP?
Hi, Chair. There is one raised hand in the queue, which is Judy Lynn. I'll go ahead and allow her to speak. There we go. Judy, you should be able to speak now.
Hello, committee, staff, and consultants. My name's Judy, resident of Morro Bay. Hey, first of all, I know you're working out kinks for our new system, and I just want to say that the screen right now, the whole screen is the public timer, and the video of you guys is so little. It's like 1x3, and I'm on a Mac. I'm on a regular laptop. Anyway, I think have that flipped, a small timer, and you guys should be big on the screen. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about when you're distributing to the schools, just give you a little insight. The schools have to be careful about allowing flyers because there could be some adverse things for the kids, you know, that parents just don't want out there for their kids. So they have to be very careful. My advice would be to contact the parent groups and PTA and, you know, athletic boosters and, you know, get the flyers to the parents so they can get it out to other parents and to the kids. I think the high schools, it would be great that, you know, the kids were included. And I think that's it. I'm a little bit sad that I've been following this and I'm still unclear. Okay, fine. I'm a big believer of voting, and I feel like we're missing an opportunity for our you know, boat owners to have a service area where they can, you know, pull their boats out and get them serviced, and, you know, similar to what Port San Luis has, even if it's something smaller. But I'm just hoping that our waterfront can include something like that. So anyway, thank you for all you're doing. I'm not a fan of the sticky version of things. I didn't care for how that worked. And when it comes to a survey, I prefer a question, and you get to type in your answer, and at one point you get to type in other ideas that you have. Thank you so much for all you're doing. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Seeing no other comments, we'll close the public comment portion. Director and PlaceWorks, do you have what you need as far as any, do you need any an action from us for the guidance on the workshops? What's your preference at this point?
As far as the comments on the workshop, thank you. As you can tell, we were taking a lot of notes as you were speaking. We will go back, we'll meet with PlaceWorks, and we will do our best to incorporate your comments into the design for the November workshop.
Okay, thank you. And it sounds like our previous action on the affirming the revised boundary, that's will be part of the record.
And Chair Peck, at the appropriate time, I'd like to take an opportunity to respond to some of the questions during public comment.
Do that right now.
All right, so I'll start off. The question as to whether the Vets Hall and the Surf Street stairs are included in the waterfront master plan, the proposed boundaries for the waterfront master plan. So they would not be included. And to be clear, the goal isn't to include all city-owned properties anywhere adjacent to the waterfront. The reason for including the former wastewater treatment plant property is, again, because Plan Morro Bay specifically states that a master plan is needed for that property. A master plan is an expensive, time-consuming process. So if we had to prepare a separate master plan, that would require, you know, additional budget and resources and time. So having this Coastal Commission grant for the waterfront master plan update was we believe, an excellent opportunity to also satisfy that general plan requirement for the wastewater treatment plant site. As well, as far as the Market Plaza property, that is, you know, city-owned, it is a connection point, you know, identified in the downtown waterfront strategic plan as a catalyst site to really connect the downtown to the waterfront. So the waterfront master plan, again, we think is an excellent opportunity to kind of envision the potential for that area and future uses of Market Plaza and how that could contribute to economic development and really increasing the, you know, vibrancy of that area of the waterfront and connecting to the downtown area. As far as the question regarding constraints and, you know, to what extent that will be considered during workshops when we ask the public, you know, to help us envision the waterfront. You know, that's an excellent question. That's something that we've talked about quite a bit internally. We all know that there are some very real constraints that are, you know, reasons why some of these sites haven't been already redeveloped. And those constraints moving forward are going to have to be worked around through, you know, various land use and design alternatives, or there has to be a path to overcome those constraints. So as far as where we are right now with this, you know, upcoming workshop, we're really still at the kind of background information point where we're going to do a review of the current waterfront master plan. We are going to report out on some of the stakeholder input we've received so far, and then the next workshop is going to be focused on the circulation study, the market study. So it's still just that initial background information. We are going to look for opportunities to also hear from the public on what their vision is for the overall waterfront. But later on next year, where we get to the point of asking the public to help us identify future, you know, land use alternatives on the waterfront, including some of these constrained sites, certainly the known constraints of the kind of key redevelopment sites will be a big part of that conversation. Additionally, just to think about process moving forward, the public workshops is a really important part of the process for the general public to participate and have a say on the vision of the waterfront. But there are many other steps to the process as well, like, you know, monthly meetings with the WMPAC, meetings at the Planning Commission, meetings at City Council, ultimately meetings with Coastal Commission. And I expect that the discussion on constraints is going to be very iterative as we go through, you know, all of those required meetings and public hearings on the waterfront. And I believe every known constraint on any site is going to be a huge part of that conversation. So that concludes kind of my responses. I don't know if Amy, if you want to add anything.
I agree. I wanted to make sure we touched on the constraints question. And I don't think there were any other kind of specific questions, but did we miss anything?
I think that covers it from what I heard. Thank you.
So, and Mr. Chair, so Senior Planner Susanna Toner just brought it to my attention that we did include the Surf Street stairs, so I misspoke on that. So the Surf Street stairs would be included in the updated waterfront boundaries.
I noticed there's a little jog in the boundary right at that point that deviates from the Front Street center line.
Right, but not the Vets Hall.
With our business being done, I think I'd like to move on to adjournment. Before we actually adjourn the meeting, please note that the next meeting's at the regularly scheduled time on November 6th. Thank you to staff and consultant for keeping the original time. I think that helps a lot. I cannot be at the meeting. I have a vacation that's been planned for a couple years. You'll be in Mark's capable hands. So also note that the topic will be the current master plan, as the director has indicated, which I think is a good opportunity to level everybody up to what it says, why they did what they did. Perhaps Commissioner Dowdy, he was around at the time. Why did we do that? I think understanding the whys and the wherefores of the original plan is really important. Traffic and circulation and the market study will be covered in December. Those are big items, and hopeful the staff can work out enough time or be concise enough where we can actually give you direction on those items. That's two big items in one meeting. Maybe that's a longer meeting, or just some way to get through the material, because once we leave for holidays, may not be able to get back to it. So just with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. We can hang around for a while.
I'll motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
All those in favor? Aye. Aye. Thank you.